Well, if you know me, you know I need a little help with my homily. So I'm going to have the boys and girls help me. First, the girls. Girls, come on down. We need help, these two, with your prayers. Girls, come on down. You know the routine. I've been to all your parishes, and we do this every weekend. Okay. Sit right around here, right on these steps. Come on. Here's some. Sit down right on these steps here, and look at these two. I have some questions for you girls. Are you ready? Well, do you like music? Do you like to sing? Would you sing us a song? Do you play an instrument? What instrument? Do you like to go to concerts? Perform at concerts? Help at mass in the choir? Maybe you want to be having music as a part of your life. Maybe just as a hobby. Maybe as an occupation. Well, I know someone who has music as a special part of her life in young days and even today, helping out wonderfully at masses in many locations in our diocese and in our congregation. Sister Janice Grohusky is our chancellor, a very important music ministry, and she's a religious sister. Well, another set of questions. Are you ready, girls? Do you like to dance? When a song comes on, you just can't wait to dance, huh? Maybe jazz dance, maybe ballerina, all kinds of matachines, all kinds of dancing. Well, maybe you're called to dance just for fun of it. Maybe you're called to dance for an occupation or a job. Well, there are religious sisters that used to be famous dancers. Maybe you're called to be a religious sister like Sister Maria Antonia. ¿Verdad? Era una danzante y ahora una hermana religiosa, una pasionista de pie. Gracias. Well, the Lord is calling you to do many things, girls. Maybe music, maybe dancing. These are hobbies or jobs or occupations. But the Lord is calling you to be a religious sister or to be a wife and mom when you grow up. This is the call to identity. This is the call to vocation. How do we find that out? We listen. Listen to God. Let's pray a Hail Mary for these two and ask our Blessed Mother to help them with their vocation and help you to hear your vocation, our vocational call from God. Are you ready? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, girls. You can go back. Boys, come down. Thank you, girls. The boys, come down. Can we see how many boys we can get up here? And come close. Come close to these guys. Ready? Come close. Come close. And sit down. Come on, closer. Up front here. Up front. Who's counting? Do we have more boys or more girls? Okay. Let's see. Can you hold this for me? Getting a little heavy. Don't peek. Who wants to wear my hat? Andrew, you want to wear my ring? Okay. Hold my cross. Well, did you peek? Okay. Are you ready? Boys, do you like sports? Which one? Soccer, baseball, basketball? How about to play it or to watch it? Sports are a very important part of life for many people. That can be an occupation if you grow up to be a professional sports person or a coach, or it can be just a hobby. I know someone who had sports as a very special part of his life. He even went to the state tournament in wrestling. You want to show us some moves? No, at lunch. Deacon Jacob grew up with sports, and now he's a deacon, soon to be a priest. What do you think? Well, boys, one more question. Do you like to fly an airplane in an airplane or a jet? Who's flown an airplane or jet? Well, it's pretty cool, huh? How about you? Would you like to be a pilot to actually drive a plane? Fly a plane. You know, you take the steering wheel, the yoke. What do you think? Would you like that? I know somebody who's had a very special life in the Air Force. He flew in planes all his life. Deacon Mark was in the Air Force, protecting our country, flying in planes almost every day, definitely every week. So these are jobs or occupations or hobbies, but the Lord is calling you to do those things, but he's calling you to be something, to be something. Maybe he's calling you to be a priest, like these two. Maybe he's calling you to be a husband and dad, like Benny and the congregation. Listen to God. Listen to God. Let's pray a Hail Mary for these two and for your vocational call. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, boys, you can go back. Thank you for your help. Thank you, boys and girls, for helping me with my homily. Niñas, ¿les gusta la música? ¿Cantan? ¿Tocan un instrumento? Niños, ¿les gustan los deportes? ¿Cuáles? ¿Jugar o no más ver? El Señor les está llamando a hacer muchas cosas. Deportes, música. Esos son pasatiempos o trabajo. El Señor les está llamando a ser, a ser. Niños, un sacerdote o un esposo y papá cuando crezcan. Niñas, una religiosa o una esposa y mamá cuando crezcan. Esto es su identidad, su vocación. Escuchen a Dios. Frecuentemente rezan una Ave María, pidiéndole a nuestra Madre Santísima que rece por nosotros, para que nosotros escuchemos nuestro llamado vocacional de Dios. This is my sixth ordination mass since I've become bishop. I preach several topics. Today, I chose what St. Paul described as a still more excellent way, the way of love. Not the I love pizza kind of love. I think you love pizza. Not the I love the Kansas City Royals kind of love. Rather, the love that Christ, the great high priest, taught us. The love that the Holy Spirit gives us on this day before Pentecost. The love that Deacon Jacob and Deacon Mark are to imitate as priests. Some characteristics of this love: giving, sacrificial, unconditional. ¿Cuál es el amor que nos enseñó Cristo al sumo sacerdote? El amor que es diácono Jacobo y el diácono Marcos deben imitar como sacerdotes. Algunas características de este amor: generoso, sacrificial, y sin condiciones. First, that giving love, a giving love. With fondness, I remember Sunday Mass at, I won't mention where, 3 Masses in a row, Sunday morning, early afternoon. Whew, As I staggered out of the church during the recessional, the pastor leaned over to me and said, "Bishop, would you now have time to bless our new outdoor Stations of the Cross?" I remembered a giving love and asked the Lord for strength. I replied, "I'd be glad to. The Stations are one of my favorite devotions." After the blessing of the Stations, I was crawling across a parking lot to the sacristy. At least I felt that way. And a parishioner came up and said, "Bishop, would you bless my car?" That wasn't the end of the day. A giving love, to love without counting the cost. Our gospel from St. John today, Jesus prays to his Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, "And I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth." In truth. The truth about a giving love as ordained priests is choosing the path of love each moment, each moment. Christ is the source of this love, leading people to Christ, giving Christ to people. The last few years, I started a kind of new spirituality for me, Focolare. They have a word of life for the month and little mini exhortations every day. I picked out a few of the exhortations for this topic. Be generous wholeheartedly. Work hard at loving. Don't tire of forgiving. Keep loving even when it costs me. Don't miss even one chance to love. Don't tire of giving always. Dwell in love each moment. Deacon Mark chose for his Coley card, Luke 15. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and goes after the one that is lost until he finds it?" This is a giving love. La verdad acerca de amor generoso, como sacerdotes ordenados, es escoger el camino del amor en cada momento. En cada momento. Cristo es la fuente de ese amor, guiando a la gente a Cristo, dando a Cristo a la gente. Second, a sacrificial love. We could include the above examples in a sacrificial love, but for me, the greater sacrifice is to let go of my ego, my prideful ways, my selfishness. That's the sacrifice. Often these get in the way of my loving others. To sacrifice my ego for the common good, to sacrifice my way of doing things for the community, to sacrifice my selfishness to give alms, is to love as Jesus did. Another sacrificial love at times is obedience, which Deacon Mark and Deacon Jacob will promise in a few minutes. The Latin root of obedience is audire, to listen. To raptly listen, carefully listen to your pastor, to carefully listen to me, is to love with a sacrificial love. At times it's easy, at other times it may be the most difficult promise you are to make today. Remember that Jesus obeyed his Heavenly Father, even unto death on a cross. This is a sacrificial love. St. Paul in our reading today, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves for the sake of Jesus." Sacrificing ourselves, our time, our egos, our selfishness. Deacon Jacob quotes the spiritual director of his seminary, "The challenge is to bring love to a loveless world and to bring heart to a heartless world." This is done by imitating our Lord, who sacrificed his life that we may live. some focolare exhortations. Find new strength by loving. Overcome yourself out of love. Have a heroic heart. Always say yes to God's call to love. Mend relationships with the thread of love. Take our neighbor's difficulties to heart. Ease your neighbor's suffering. Sacrificarme a mí mismo para el bien común. Sacrificar mi modo de hacer las cosas en comunidad. Sacrificar mi egoísmo para dar limosna. Es amor como Jesús amó. Finally, an unconditional love. Jesus came to call sinners. Jesus died and rose for all. At times, we want to only preach to the choir. At times, we push away someone because he is too opinionated. She is too needy. He has a disability that makes us uncomfortable. Jesus showed many examples in the scriptures of his unconditional loving outreach to lepers, to tax collectors, to sinners, to all. Deacon Mark, Deacon Jacob, you are called to do the same. How do we gain strength and wisdom to this love unconditionally? St. Paul's address to the priests, recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. And now I command you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. Listen to the gracious word of God every day. Be encouraged by sacred scriptures. Put into practice what you hear. Reach out to all, even those shunned by society, community, parish. Love unconditionally as Jesus. Focolare quotes, "Be welcoming to everyone we meet. Are there lonely people nearby? Let's console them. May love guide our decisions. Be enlightened by love. Enlarge our heart to love others. Remain in love. Open your hearts to all the sufferings of people around us." A veces alejamos a alguien por sus opiniones. Él necesita mucho. Él tiene una incapacidad que nos incomoda. Jesús nos da muchos ejemplos en las Escrituras de amor sin condiciones a los leprosos, a los cobradores de impuestos, a los pecadores, a todos. Diácono Marcos, Diácono Jacobo, ustedes son llamados a hacer lo mismo. El amor del Señor los abrazo, los ha animado y los ha sostenido hasta este día. Vivan ese amor. Confíen en los sacramentos que ustedes pronto ofrecerán, especialmente la confesión y la Eucaristía, para que les ayude a crecer en este amor. Un amor generoso, un amor sacrificial, un amor sin condiciones. Jesús estará con ustedes. Él los ama más de lo que pueden pedir o imaginar. Deacon Mark, Deacon Jacob, the love of the Lord embraced you, encouraged you, and sustained you to this day. Live in that love. Trust in the sacrament which you will soon offer, especially confession and the Eucharist, to help you grow in this love, a giving love, a sacrificial love, an unconditional love. Jesus will be with you. He loves you more than you can ask or imagine.